This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'll open this hour number two the same way I opened hour number one. Shelley Luther is the main news story in America. She's the hair salon owner in Dallas, Texas, who was sentenced to 7 days in prison and ordered by the judge to go straight to prison. She's got a family. She's got kids. She was trying to feed her kids. She was trying to feed the salon employees. The hairdressers all are starving. You can't ask people to not work for 2 months. They need the money. And you're going to throw her in jail in the middle of a sanctuary city, Dallas. Well, all the illegals are allowed to break the law and flout the law, and you coddle them all day long. This is insanity. And at the same time, even worse than that, you've ordered that the jails be opened up and the criminals be let out. Because of the fear of coronavirus, let all the criminals out. Send them home. But you put her in jail. It's unbelievable. Shelley Luther, at this very moment, let me go back right now, at this very moment to, if I can find it, I know I've got it. Here it is, fundraiser for Shelley Luther on the GoFundMe page. Shelley Luther Fund at GoFundMe is now up to $392,000. It was at $265,000 earlier today, and I told my fiance Cindy was going to go to like, you know, 350 by the end of today and probably 500 tomorrow. Well, it's at 392 an hour after I told her it was at 265. So this thing's going to go past 500 today during my show and probably keep going to 750 or $1 million. Because you've made her into a hero. You've made her into Rosa Parks. A stupid liberal Obama judge has made Shelley Luther in Dallas, the hair salon owner, into Rosa Parks. You guys are so dumb. And the Texas Attorney General, the Texas Governor have weighed in, and they call for the immediate release of jailed Dallas salon owner Shelley Luther. And as I said in the last hour, we had Josh Manning on of Western Journal, and I said, Josh, I'm going to even be nice to the liberals. I'm going to play devil's advocate. You've got to have laws. We're a nation of laws. You can't let people break the law. If you let one person break the law, everyone's going to break it. So I almost understand where the governors and the mayors, the judges are coming from. I call them tyrants. I say it's terrible. You can't assign her to jail. You can't do this to a nice woman as a business owner. But yet, if you let one person be a rebel and break the law, then and you let her get away with it, then everyone will. So ordinarily, that's what I would say. If you don't like the law, then you've got to change it. But you can't break the law. Except for one little problem. Liberals allow illegals to break the law 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they allow them all to vote. They're outvoting us in Nevada. That's the reason Texas is almost moving to a blue Democrat state. Same reason in Florida. Same reason in Georgia. Same reason in North Carolina. Same reason in Arizona. In Colorado, in New Mexico, illegals are outvoting the regular folks who were born in the United States of America. In California, don't even get me started on California. Remember, California used to be a 100% Republican state. It was the land of Richard Nixon. It was the land of Ronald Reagan. It was the land of Pete Wilson. And then they let in all the illegals, and the next thing you know, it's a 100% Democrat state. Of course it is. Let in people who don't speak English, who are incredibly poor, poverty-stricken, like Cuba. You know, it's like communist Cuba. People have nothing. Well, when Mexicans and Guatemalans, El Salvadorans come to America, they have nothing. They're penniless. And they have no education, and they don't speak English, and they got 5 kids each, and they got no shot in this lifetime, Even in America, they have a shot of just living better than they did in Mexico, but no shot of becoming middle class, upper middle class, rich. it'll take two or three or four generations. And by the way, by then, a lot of those grandchildren and great-grandchildren, guess what you call them? Republicans. Anybody who makes it in America becomes a Republican. Anyone who makes $100,000 or more becomes a Republican. You know, by and large, not every one of them, but the majority. So their great-grandkids stand to be Republicans. But for the next 50, 60, 70, 100 years, until they're able to move out of poverty and use America's mobility and opportunity to move up, they're going to stay poor, and they're going to be, for the next, you know, generation or two or three, Democrats. So the more you have open borders, the more people you let in, the more Democrats win elections. So they let them all vote. And they give them all welfare, and they let them walk around with stolen ID, and they let them walk around with stolen Social Security numbers, and they let illegals grab earned income tax credits for kids they don't have, that they can't prove. They say, I have 20 kids in Mexico. I have 50 kids in Guatemala. And we write them a check for every one of those kids. We're the dumbest nation in the world. We really are. We're just morons. But not because I'm a moron or you're a moron, because liberals are morons. We're not the morons. We're smart people with common sense. Liberals are morons.
We're morons.
Yeah, liberals. That's a liberal talking. So liberals have allowed this country to go downhill, and we're in decline because of illegals. And then they have the nerve to put a law-abiding citizen in prison who's a nice person who pays taxes and who has, you know, 12 employees and pays payroll taxes for them. And they get income and they pay taxes and so on and so on. I mean, there's nothing in life better than a small business owner. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I think of that girl, Shelley Luther. She's like my dad, David Root, the butcher, who had a little butcher store but paid a lot of taxes out of that little butcher store. How could you put him in prison when he's got a family to feed? How could you stop him from working? So I play devil's advocate. Of course you can enforce the law. I get that. But you can't only enforce it on some people and not others. As soon as you start arresting every illegal, then you could arrest Shelley Luther and make a point. But you can't do it now. Not when you're letting criminals out of prison and you don't put illegals in prison. But you put a nice woman in prison who's a legal American citizen and runs a legal business and pays for a business license and pays her taxes. How dare you put her in prison? Go after the illegals. Just so wrong. And you're going to start a revolution. This could be, no one ever knows what shot or action starts a revolution. But something started the French Revolution. Let them eat cake. Something started the American Revolution. A little tax on tea. Something started a revolution. I'm telling you, this could be the shot that starts the revolution. We got Jack in Vegas on line one. It's a very special call. Because I mentioned to everyone on the air that when I had my big event, we had 8,000 or 10,000 people there, thousands of cars. It was the most incredible rally, protest, caravan anyone's ever seen in the history of the Vegas Strip. One guy was standing there with a sign that said, open the strip clubs. And I was kind of hard on him. I said, that guy, you know, is probably a nice guy. That's not the point. All the media organizations put his sign, a picture of his sign, in every article about my rally. And it got me kind of annoyed because it brings back that stereotype of, you know, conservatives and Las Vegas people. And, you know, we're fighting for strip clubs. We're not fighting for our families. But Jack sent me an email last night. It was a very heartfelt email because he listens to my show all the time. And he heard me talking about the guy with the sign that said, open the strip clubs. And Jack has a great story. So, Jack, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
How you doing, Wayne?
I'm doing good. You almost made me cry last night because I felt so bad. You know, that you've built a nice life as a DJ in some of the most, you know, largest, most successful strip clubs in all of Las Vegas, gentlemen's clubs, let's call them. And you just want to work, but unfortunately, you can't work anymore. And when you do go back to work, there's probably going to be no customers. So your life has kind of been ruined. And you were just trying to make that point, right?
Yeah, I mean, if I put something, you know, negative or generic on there, it just wasn't going to get seen. I know it was lighthearted, but the point of the matter is that we're the entertainment capital of the world, and what they're talking about does not work at all with what we do here.
You're talking about the cure. The cure first is closing the economy, and that, of course, doesn't work. That puts everyone out of work and ruins everyone's lives. But then, when you come back, They want social distancing, and they want spacing, and they want masks, and they want gloves, and your business is going to be ruined, right? No one's going to go to a strip club anymore.
Not for a long, long time. I mean, it's very up close. There's not really a lot of social distancing involved. You know, and it goes with all the clubs in Vegas, anywhere, in the casinos, Avid casinos.
Nightclubs.
Anywhere. Yeah, any sort of nightclubs.
Pool clubs.
I'm a DJ. I'm versatile. I can go other places. But it's just killing everything, it seems.
Well, I know. Listen, I understand. Vegas is in a lot of trouble. I think even once our tyrant, sissy-lack governor allows us to open, at that point, there's going to be no tourists, because nobody, who wants to come to a strip club if the girls are wearing masks, you know? And who's going to go to a nightclub in a mask? And who's going to gamble with plexiglass next to you in a mask, and the dealers in masks, and the beautiful cocktail waitress is going to be wearing masks? The whole thing's going to be a disaster, a clusterfuck, as they say. Disaster.
For sure. I mean, you know, nobody's coming here for spit guards, and there's gaming casinos in 43 states. So why fly? You know, and the airlines, that's another thing. When the airlines don't come here full of people, we're slow.
It's a bad situation. Look, it's horrible, and the economy's in a lot of trouble, and Sweden decided to open their economy and bear the losses of people, and the only people who died, just like America, were old people. There's always an exception. I get that. We all pray to God the exception is not someone we know or someone in our family, but it's mostly people over the age of 70 and very sick people, so you didn't need to close the whole economy down. We needed to protect those people. That's the point I made from day one, but I just wanted to let Jack come on and tell a story a little bit. It's very sad because, you know, look, he was a very successful DJ at Gentlemen's Club, some of the biggest names in the history of Vegas, and they're the biggest clubs in the world, and I'm sure he made a lot of money, and now his business is just gone. Jack, I feel for you, man, and I just wanted to let you on, talk about it. Thank you, Jack. God bless you. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, my Shelley Luther update. Can you imagine her GoFundMe page is about to go over $400,000? She probably needed, as I said, hour number one, like, you know, 25 grand. You know, she lost over 2 months maybe that she could, you know, she needed to pay bills, and then she's got to pay for the bills for all her employees. They're all going broke. You know, the haircutters who don't have any business, they're going broke. So another 25 to hand out to them, and they'd be okay. So she needed 50 grand and a $7,000 fine. That's 57,000. Do the math. And she's got 399,210 right now is the updated figure at her GoFundMe page. 399,210. So in the next 5 minutes, she'll be over $400,000. And I said before the show is over, she'll be over $500,000. And I think I'll be proven right on that. You know, cause she only needs another $100,800 to get over $500,000. And just since my show began, she's picked up over $100,000. So my guess is Shelley Luther goes over $500,000. That's the hair salon owner in Dallas who's in prison as we speak. Well, the illegal aliens are laughing at us saying, God, those gringos are idiots. They let us go. They give us welfare. They give us free health care. They want to give us free college. Our children are free in school. We get free meals at school. We get free interpreters at school. It's unbelievable. We've all got our jobs. Right? All the gardeners are employed. All the maids are employed. Nothing's changed. Most of the illegals in this country are actually working, while the rest of us are out of work. And we're giving them a free ride. And you're putting business owners in prison. And by the way, I'm just wondering, if it just so happened that the business owner, Shelley Luther, was black and a Democrat, would the judge have treated her the same way? We have to ask questions like that. There's nothing racist about that question. I'd be an idiot if I didn't ask that question. I'm just asking. She's a white, clearly conservative business owner who was at a conservative rally to reopen the economy. Do you think the Obama judge would have treated her the same way if she was a black Democrat business owner? I'm just wondering. Are there two systems in America now for white Republicans versus people of color who are Democrats when you're in front of an Obama judge? I think there are. I think you could argue there are two justice systems in this country. There it is. Shelley Luther goes over 400,000 in a minute while I'm talking. She goes over 400,000 at GoFundMe. 400,538. Raised her $500,000 goal. She'll get over 500 during my show in the next hour and a half. This is what happens when you stand up to tyrants like that Obama judge. What's his name? Judge Eric Moy, M-O-Y-E, an Obama judge. Here's a picture of him smiling next to Obama. I'm sure that picture is over his bed and over his kitchen and over his judge's quarters. He's just so thrilled he's got a picture of him with Obama. Oh, my God, I'm with the king. I'm with the tyrant. It's the guy who's you-know-what doesn't stink. These Democrats think Obama was the greatest man that ever lived. He walked on water. It's Jesus and Obama. Meanwhile, Obama presided over the worst 8 years of economy in the history of America other than the Great Depression. And it was very similar to the Great Depression. But the media didn't report it. The media said nothing. And, of course, the stock market was up because the stock market is a fixed rig game. And the Federal Reserve dropped money over the stock market out of a helicopter. And so the market went up. And the worse the economy news, economic news got, the more jobs that were killed and the worse the news got, the worse the GDP got, the more the market went up. Why? Because they thought, well, that means you got to spend money. So Obama got lucky. His stock market was up. So all the liberals say, so, but the stock market was up. It was a rigged game. And it was only up because they were hoping the news would be bad. The worse the news is, the more the government spends, the more these companies make on Wall Street. Obama had the worst GDP since the 1930s Great Depression. All right, what do we got left, Chris? About a minute? All right, so I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops, because I want all of you to be healthy so you can live a long life, so we can save conservatism, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So get in front of a mirror, check out your earlobes. If you have the earlobe crease, Strauss Heart Drops says in 1973 a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor. Keep the music low, Chris. The greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes, and Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. It's the number one killer, heart disease and strokes. Do you have a crease in one or both ears? Look in the mirror. Check it out. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. And then just click in Strauss Heart Drops and then get cinnamon flavor, the best flavor they got. Strauss Heart Drops, thank you for sponsoring the show. Over a million sold in Canada, and they come to America on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Thank you, Strauss.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump welcoming Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds to the White House on Wednesday. Among the things that were discussed was the coronavirus pandemic. Regarding meatpacking facilities being back up at full speed, Reynolds says,
we're moving in that direction, as the Secretary said. You've got to think South Dakota's coming back on board. We'll have most of our facilities up and going.
President Trump also honoring nurses at the White House on National Nurses Day.
History will forever and I really mean that, forever. Remember how our nurses answered the call of duty in America's hour of need.
On Wednesday, the national debt soared above $25 trillion as Congress continues to approve massive spending projects to alleviate consequences resulting from the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, now says he's going to pay the fine. His name's Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor of Texas, says he will pay the fine for the salon owner, but she doesn't need it because she's over $400,000 raised at a GoFundMe page. Amazing. Amazing. You know what else is interesting? My whole life I've been a workout maniac, right? An hour a day, every day of my life, minimum. And I do it at home. I've never belonged to a gym in my life. Not for 5 minutes in my life. I'm a home guy. I'm a work-at-home, work-out-at-home guy. And I just see the headline at CNBC, Peloton sales surge 66% as more people buy bikes to work out at home. I think the whole world's going to now open a home gym. Nobody needs to go to a gym anymore. It's bad news for gyms. What do you need to get your car and drive to a gym for? You just do it at home. You just work out at home. It's as simple as that. All right. I wanted to see how gold did today, but I was trying to find it. CNBC, but I'm not finding it. Anyway, Dan Patrick covers the fine. Very smart move by the Lieutenant Governor of Texas. We've got a guest here today. His name is Nick Adams. He's the best-selling author of the new book, Trump and Churchill, Defenders of Western Civilization, founder of the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. And we wanted to have him on because I'm a big fan of Trump and I'm a big fan of Churchill. And I named one of my kids' middle name is Churchill. And there's a good reason for it. I think he's one of the greatest leaders in the history of the world. And I think Trump will turn out to be one of the great leaders in the history of the world. And so I wanted to have Nick Adams on to talk about it. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hello, Wayne. I'm very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to join you and your listeners.
Are you British, by the way? Is that your background?
I'm Australian originally, a legal immigrant to the United States of America. I came to the greatest country in the world and now call myself an American, but well spotted. I am an Australian, and unfortunately the assimilation has not yet extended to the accent.
All right, make sure you talk right next to the phone, because I'm having a hard time hearing you. You sound like you're kind of far away. No speakers, right up against the phone, okay? We got you?
You should have me loud and clear.
Much better, much better. All right, so you're an Australian, you're an Aussie, and you're a fan of Churchill, and you see a lot of things in common, I assume, between Trump and Churchill. Tell us about it.
I do. Look, I've been, Wayne, a fan of both men for a long time. When I was 8 years old, my dad gave me some speeches by Winston Churchill and told me to read them and learn from them. A few years later, one of my best friends at school came and gave me a copy of The Art of the Deal when I was 11 or 12 years old. And so I've been a lifelong admirer of both men. And I consider both of them to be consequential, unique, and historic. And Winston Churchill once said that bold captains are required for perilous seas. And that's certainly, I think, what we find ourselves in America right now. On the surface, Wayne, you wouldn't really think that there was all that much in common. One was 5'6" and loved to drink. The other is a 6'3" teetotaler. One naps every afternoon in his pajamas. The other, as we know, barely sleeps. One was this great, compelling, soaring orator. The other a rather crude but very effective tweeter. One a lifelong politician. The other a billionaire businessman. But as soon as you look a little bit deeper, Wayne, you find that the two men are actually really, really, really similar. Both were confident, loved their country. Both intensely disliked, even hated. Both clear thinkers and plain speakers. Both alpha males, both stared down their enemies, both didn't like the media, and the media didn't like them, both endured battles with the political establishment, both of them followed monumentally weak leaders. Of course, Churchill had Chamberlain, and Donald Trump had Barack Obama, and to say that Chamberlain and Obama had the spine of a jellyfish would be unkind to jellyfish. And I think that has only served to kind of magnify the leadership qualities of both Churchill and Trump.
So I didn't know, I'm a lifelong Churchill fan, and I've read several books about him. I had no idea, and we're talking to an author who is an expert on Churchill, Nick Adams. His book is called, bestseller, Trump and Churchill, Defenders of Western Civilization. I didn't know that the media was in a battle with Churchill, and the media hated him, and he hated them. Tell me about that.
Yeah, they really were. Well, and in my new book, In Trump and Churchill, Wayne, what we do is we go to British national newspapers from the mid to late 1930s, early 1940s, and we reproduce articles that were written, passages from the newspapers at the time. And I tell you, if I didn't say to you, Wayne, those passages are from British national newspapers and they're about Winston Churchill, you would automatically assume that those were from the New York Times or the Washington Post and they were modern day and they were about Donald Trump. So identical is the criticism, so similar are the accusations that are leveled, that they don't take things seriously enough, that they don't have the right judgment, that they don't have the right demeanor and disposition to the job, that they don't listen to anybody around them, that they only go and do what their gut instinct tells them to do. So Churchill hated the media, hated the news, the newspapers and the news media and the journalists at the time would famously get into altercations at functions and things like that. And, of course, Donald Trump has to use social media to get around the fake news that exists today.
Right. Well, I've been one who is pretty famous for when Trump was running and people thought he was so crude, Nick. I said he's just like Reagan. He's the Reagan of our time, the Reagan of the 21st century. I compared Trump to Reagan. I never compared him to Churchill. But most people felt the same way as you do about Churchill and Trump as I did about Trump and Reagan. Because what I thought, what you see on the surface is Reagan was a smooth orator and a funny guy and a laid-back guy who kind of won you over with humor and self-deprecation. And Trump, of course, is a braggart. And Trump is kind of sometimes mean-spirited. And kind of an angry tweeter and not a beautiful orator. So a lot of people thought he had nothing in common with Reagan, but I saw that they had the exact same thing in common, that they knew how to fight and fight hard and either, different styles of fighting, but they were both able to beat the media and to beat the liberals and to win over independent voters who are, basically, white middle class kind of people that usually either don't vote or vote Democrat. Reagan got them and Trump got them. They resonated with white middle class people. And I'm sure that was Churchill's deal, too. I know nothing about who Churchill appealed to when he was elected prime minister all those times. My guess is kind of the white middle class of Great Britain, the conservatives, I would guess.
That's exactly right. And it's the most extraordinarily astute observation that you make. I mean, Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan, the two greatest presidents, I think, in modern times, very similar men, of course, different personalities. Reagan was perfect for his time, and really, I don't know that all of those incredible charismatic gifts that Reagan had, I don't know how they would translate today, because the people and society and culture, Wayne, unfortunately, is just so different, and you kind of have to be a sledgehammer in today's political...
Correct.
Time, which
right.
Obviously...
That's why I love Trump. I think he's perfect. Let him tweet angrily. The other side is so vicious, you have to hit him with a hammer in the head. There's no choice in the way, metaphorically, of course. I don't mean you really hit him with a hammer in the head. I don't want to be misquoted. But Trump hits him metaphorically with a hammer in the head all the time. He's the only Republican that isn't a coward. So you can't afford to be quite as nice as Reagan or Churchill. You have to be vicious like Trump today.
Exactly. And when he does hit them, they deserve it. He's not doing it because they don't deserve it. He's hitting them because they're not telling the truth, they don't have America's best interest at heart, and they're trying to stop his ambition and agenda of doing the best thing for the American people. Now, you ask about Churchill's appeal. I can tell you that Churchill's appeal, very similar. It was middle-class Britain, and I write about this extensively in Trump and Churchill. But you might remember the movie that came out a couple of years ago called The Darkest Hour, and that appeal to those kind of voters was captured in a scene where Churchill went on a train, you might remember it, in the middle of all of the middle of everything going on, he went on that train and he interacted with everyday ordinary Britons, and they were so taken by that act. And again, you wouldn't think that Donald Trump, this billionaire businessman with blue collar taste and a blue collar, you just wouldn't think that that appeal would be there. And the same thing with Winston Churchill. He was this aristocratic guy, he was, but he was relatable. He was real. He ate a little bit too much. He drank too much. He suffered from gout. He wasn't Instagram ready. And in many ways, neither is Donald Trump. And that's what makes these guys, I think, so beloved. They're real. They're not fake.
Yes, and the other thing I wanted to bring up was I wrote a book, the very first book. I've written 13 books, by the way, Nick. And my and several of them were national bestsellers. And my very first book was called The Joy of Failure. And one of the biggest subjects of the book was Winston Churchill. I talked about all these famous people who went on in history to do great things, but at the beginning of their lives, mostly they failed. And that's something Trump has in common with Churchill as well, because Churchill, as I'm sure you know, had a lot of failures. Trump, they claimed he failed at casinos, he failed at Trump Airlines, he failed at Trump Wine. Who cares? In the end, all that matters is he had a big win. You know, Winston Churchill, at the end of his life, saved the world. Pretty good. Failure doesn't really matter, right?
All's well that ends well. That's exactly right.
You know, that's it. Well, this interview ends well as well. And Nick Adams, you did a great job. I enjoyed having you on. I like the energy. Best-selling author of the new book, Trump and Churchill, Defenders of Western Civilization. He's also the founder of FLAG, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. An Aussie turned American. Welcome to our country. We love you, Nick. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Wayne.
All right, Trump and Churchill. Go get it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or a bookstore near you. Bestseller. Wayne Allyn, otherwise known as The Warrior. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Let me look up where Shelley Luther is right now in her fundraiser. $407,986. So she has an hour and about 8 minutes before my show is over for the night. And I think she'll get in the vicinity of $500,000 or over $500,000. That was her goal, was $500,000 at the Shelley Luther Fund at GoFundMe. So go to GoFundMe.com, look up Shelley Luther Fund, and you'll see it's at $407,000. It was at $265,000 earlier today. Now it's at over $400,000, headed for $500,000. Unbelievable. She is the hair salon owner who had the temerity to open her business, even though Dallas said you can't, and her kids were starving, and she needed money, and she opened the business. And then had the temerity when the judge said, hey, just apologize, and all will be forgiven. And she said, nope, I will not apologize. My kids were starving. That's more important than leaving the business closed. I had to open it. And the judge got mad, gave her 7 days in prison and a $7,000 fine. It got me angry. Very angry. Just it's ridiculous when you think about all the illegals walking around breaking the law every second of every day. She broke it for 5 minutes. Illegals break it every second of every day, all day long, by their mere presence of being in the United States. They break it. So if you are going to say the law applies to some people and not others, there's going to be a revolution in this country. And the question is, will it be a painful one or not? Let it be a peaceful one, I hope. Let it be a civil disobedient one. Let it be a class action lawsuit one. Let it not be one of blood in the streets. Okay? Let me be clear for Right Wing Watch and all the idiots from Media Matters that listen to my show all day long and want to get me with one bad sentence. I'm not recommending a French Revolution where the politicians are killed. I'm representing killing their political careers. We got to throw these bums out. No one wants to hurt the people. As a matter of fact, I'm Jewish and most of my Jewish friends are liberals. And I may hate their politics, but I like them. We're good friends. My relatives. You think I want to kill my relatives? I don't want to hurt a hair on their head. But I can't stand anything they say. I want to tape their mouths shut. I don't want to hurt them, but I want to tape their mouths shut. They're idiots. Liberals are destroying everything we love and hold dear. If you want socialism, great. Leave America. Why do you have to change it for me? I got here. I was born here. It was a good capitalist country. And people left Cuba, and they braved an ocean and a little raft with sharks underneath them. They're willing to die to come to America. Why would you change America to a socialist country? We don't want to be Cuba. We don't want to be Venezuela. We're already capitalists. Leave us alone. If you don't like it, leave. Get the hell out. But you have no right to change my country because you don't like it. Get lost then. What did they say in the Nixon years? The construction workers would say, love it or leave it. You either love America and you love capitalism and you love American exceptionalism, or get the hell out. But don't change my country, you idiots. You're ruining it for everybody. All right, gold is up in the aftermarket as we speak right now. And gold has been a very fine insurance policy during this pandemic. Just think about it. That's the point of gold. It's an insurance policy. That's all it is, an insurance policy. If things go bad, if there's major crisis, if all the world is going to hell, you want to own some gold and some silver. And you did really well if you owned precious metals over the last few weeks versus the dollar, versus real estate property, versus stocks. You got creamed, but not if you owned precious metals, especially gold, by the way. But it's both gold and silver coins. You can't get them. Try and find them. I dare you to try and find them. They don't exist at any of the coin shops around the country, around Las Vegas, here in Vegas. So I've got this advertiser and sponsor of my show, Finest Known, and they've given this wonderful offer. I asked them to go big, and they went big. They were offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. And the American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin, and that's the one that's sold out all over the country. They'll give you up to 100 of them at dealer cost, meaning you get it at wholesale. You get it at the price that Finest Known pays. They don't make a penny on this sale because they're hoping that once their foot's in the door, they get to keep you as a customer for life, and they'll really win you over with great customer service. What more could you ask? Anywhere from 1 to 100 coins that are sold out all over the country, and you get them at cost. Wholesale. And the company doesn't make a penny. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. You also get a book absolutely free. Everything you need to know to buy and sell gold, absolutely free. 800-663-1929 or finestknown.com. So, everybody thinks Cuomo's so great. Here's another great example of how, keep the music low, how liberals and the media are distorting everything. Everything Trump does is wrong. Trump's done a great job. Trump cut the flights to China. Trump got us all the ventilators we need, all the masks we need, all the PPE we need. Trump was like a war leader, a war general. But they hate him. The media hates him and paints him as a terrible person. And every death is his fault. But Mario Cuomo, who has the most deaths in America in the state of New York, Mario Cuomo, how much time do we have left, Chris? Well, you said 10. So Cuomo says healthcare workers who voluntarily traveled across the country to New York to fight the damage and the death in New York will have to pay New York State income tax. Is he a nice guy or what? If that was a Republican, they'd call him Governor Scrooge.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.